3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Hudson Bamp Incorporated.
We're gonna do it.
Give us any chance, we'll take it. Resist any rule, we'll break it. We're gonna make our dreams come true. Do it our way. Nothing's gonna turn us back now. Straight ahead and on the track now. We're gonna make our dreams come true. Do it our way. There's nothing we won't try. Never heard the word impossible this time. There's no stopping us. We're gonna do it. On your mark, get set, and go now. Got a dream and we just know now. We're gonna make that dream come true. And we'll do it.
For a studio audience.
Thanks for fixing the drain, Pop.
Muffin, I love you. But you and Shirley just don't know how to run an apartment.
Yes, we do, Pop. We just have our own little ways.
Hey! What is that?
Oh, the light went out in the refrigerator, so we replaced it with the only one we got. 300 water.
What are you trying to do? Get the fool to confess?
I like it. It's cheery. Here, have an apple. And believe me, Pop, I'm doing fine on my own.
I'm going home now because I got a sunstroke from the icebox.
Vern, look what I stole from... got as a gift from the hospital. Hi, Mr. DeFazio. How goes it? I'm sorry to hear it.
What's with the uniform?
Oh! I'm a volunteer nurse, weekends and Wednesday nights.
Hey, I'll get sick next Wednesday.
You do that.
Did you get me a towel?
No, I'll get you one tomorrow night. I'm dying for an orange drink. You want something?
Yeah, get me a milk and Pepsi.
How was your day at the hospital, Miss Nightingale?
Oh, not bad, not bad. Of course, the hospital is a depressing place, you know. Lots of sick ones down there.
Yeah, I've heard that.
It's not too late, Laverne. You can join the Late Starters program and dedicate your life to helping others.
Oh, who are you kidding? You're not helping nobody. You're just there to meet single male doctors.
And I am meeting scads of them.
You're meeting scabs?
Scads! Scads with a D! You ever read a book?
Yeah, I read a book. Scabs of them.
I guarantee you that by the next AMA convention, I will be Mrs. Dr. Feeney. Salute.
Ow! Mrs. Dr. Feeney. Wise up. Those are the big leagues, Cheryl. No doctor's going to be interested in you.
Bite your lip, Laverne. I am meeting many doctors down there, and believe you me, they are interested. Just today, I had a very cheery little discussion with Dr. Ryan, the head of brain surgery. He was coming out of the OR, that's hospital talk for operating room. And I sauntered on up to him and I said, "Hi there, steady hand. Read any good x-rays lately?" Then I give him one of these. That's right, the old dimple. I'm telling you, Vernie, I had to scrape that man's eyes off my cheek.
All right, so say a doctor would be interested in you. But for what? Just some cheap thrills, a little Vodeo dough, and a quick roll on the old operating.
No! Yeah. No!
It would never lead to marriage. And what doctor in his right mind would want to marry a bottle capper?
With a dimple?
With a dimple, without a dimple.
Well, at least I shoot for the moon, Laverne. I mean, it's better than dating guys off the loading dock.
They're fun. They let me ride the forklift.
Ow! 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 Oh! All right, calm down. We're going to lay you down and elevate your feet.
All right, you.
I'll be the judge of that. I'm the one who's trained. Whose laundry is this?
What laundry?
This laundry.
Mine.
Yours? Since when do you wear boxer shorts with horses on them?
Oh, boy. Easy.
Whose is it, Laverne?
Jerry's.
Upstairs, Jerry Callahan? He wears boxer shorts with pictures of horses on them?
How'd you like a punch right in the mouth?
How'd you like five straight up your nostrils?
Oh, yeah, how'd you like a bigger dimple, shorty?
Pretty hot around the collar, aren't you, Laverne?
Well, I don't like you poking fun at me.
I'm not poking fun at you. I think this is great. Has he asked you out yet?
He almost did, down by the incinerator.
Great! Great!
3 hours I waited for him there, holding garbage.
That is fabulous! Great! You're doing his laundry, you're hanging out by the garbage with him, and yet he hasn't asked you out yet. He's a little slow off the mark, isn't he?
Well, he's a writer, a novelist.
Yeah, so?
Well, his mind, he's got a lot of things on his mind. You know, Cheryl, he's really deep. He had a poem published in Reader's Digest. None of it rhymed.
Well, Laverne?
It's Jerry. Don't open it. What am I going to do? How do I look? I look terrible. What do I do?
All right, take your scarf off of your head. Calm down. Put it around your neck. That's good.
Oh, my hair. How does my hair
look? Just fluff it up. Just fluff it up a little.
No! Face down!
Face down!
Take it off! What do I do? Please.
We're naked!
Okay. Oh, look, I got a big spot.
All right, well, turn the sweater around. Okay. Turn the sweater around.
What about my makeup?
Your makeup?
Ow, no.
Okay.
You got it?
Okay, yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Strike a seductive pose. Seductive.
Good. Open the door and get lost.
Right. Who is it?
It's Jerry Callahan.
Well, Jerry Callahan. What a surprise.
Hi, Laverne.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
I'm almost finished here with your laundry.
Oh, yeah, I really want to thank you for that, too.
I see you got a limp going for yourself there.
Oh, yeah, it's my knee. It's an old high school football injury. Acts up now and then. Today is the worst.
Oh, you got an owie, huh?
No, it's okay. Pain usually goes away in a couple of days.
Yeah, well, you really ought to take your weight off of it here. Let me help you over to the couch. Take a few steps. There we go. Just
okay.
Sit yourself down there.
Thanks.
This is all swolled up here.
Yeah.
Aw. Does it hurt to bend it?
A little.
Aw.
Now you tell me when it hurts.
Okay.
Hey!
You really ought to have that thing operated on.
Yeah, I know. That's what my doctor says.
You ought to come to our hospital. We do real good work. Quick, too. Cut, snip, tie, goodbye. I made a little rhyme there, didn't I?
No. Maybe you're right, Shirley. I'll tell you what, I'll think about it.
Good. Our doors are always open. Now, I have to be leaving now. I have to go into the bedroom to drink.
She drank?
She's off duty now.
Oh.
Even I in your jammies.
Oh, Laverne, you didn't have to do that.
Oh, sure I did. I couldn't have you sleeping on no wrinkled bunnies here.
Oh. Laverne, you're one in a million.
Nah. Yeah?
Yeah, really. Help me out like that, you're incredible.
Nah. Oh, you really should take it easy on that, though.
Yeah, I know. I think maybe you're right. Listen, are you busy this weekend?
Which part?
All of it.
What'd you have in mind?
Well, I was thinking maybe, if you're free.
Yeah?
Could you feed my fish? I think Shirley's right. I better get this knee operated on this weekend. So could you feed my fish and take care of him while I'm gone?
Sure. You bet. I'll do it.
Oh, great. Thanks, Laverne.
Fish. Do you want me to do their laundry while I'm at it, too?
Oh, you're right, Laverne.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Hey, Shirley, I'm going to take your advice. I'll see you at the hospital.
Oh, great. You won't regret it.
Okay.
Bye. Can you believe that? What does he think I am? His slave? Feed his fish. Do this, do that.
Oh, Laverne?
Hi, cutie.
Hey, listen, I'll come down and get my laundry in about an hour, okay?
Oh, don't be silly. I'll bring it up. Then you can show me how to feed your fish.
Okay, thanks. We'll see you later.
Bye. See how he takes advantage of me? Ah, what's the use? He's too cute to like someone like me.
Oh, I hate it when you say stuff like that.
I hate to have to say things like that.
Listen, Laverne, cheer up. There's better fish in the sea. I mean, there's better guys. Handsome, rich guys with class.
Hello.
Laverne was doing everybody's laundry, so here we are.
Yeah, have this ready by 12 and no starch and underwear.
Hold it. I ain't doing everybody's laundry.
What?
Well, then, who do these belong to?
Trigger.
Listen, Laverne just happens to be doing Jerry a little favor, that's all.
Oh, Jerry, yeah, because she's sweet on Jerry. That's right.
That's for her to know and you to find out.
Ah, she's sweet on him, I can tell.
Sure, yeah. What are you going to do next? Give him a bath?
Oh, hold it. That's it. Get out of here.
Hey,
come on in.
Don't hit like that.
Take this with
you. Hey, watch it. I got my swim fins in there.
Yeah, I got my formal wear. Hey, you want to break my confirmation shirt?
What are we going to do now?
Well, gee, as long as we're all packed, let's go to Chicago.
Get out of here. Great. Just great. The whole building knows I got a crush on Jerry.
The whole building's always known you had a crush on Jerry.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's yesterday's papers.
Well, I don't care. I like him.
Listen, Laverne. You want to get this guy?
Yeah.
Then you go out and get him.
Yeah, you're right. I'll see you later.
Not that way.
Well, now what way?
All right. Now, Jerry's going to be in the hospital for, I'd say, 2-3 days. Now, if you were to volunteer, you could be his angel.
Oh, yeah, with the nursing, right?
Listen, picture this. Jerry is about to be wheeled into surgery. He's trembling, scared. Your adoring face is the last thing he sees before losing consciousness.
Yeah.
Hours later, in his lonely hospital room, he awakens to see your concerned face. He looks at you with eyes that could melt the inside of an Oreo. He reaches out for you. He touches you. He grabs you. He plants one right on your kisser.
Okay, I'll do it. Where do I get one of those pink things?
At the hospital.
Do I have to give anybody a bath?
Yeah, and is it great?
You gotta help me.
It's Jerry. Is he in surgery?
No, not yet.
I've got a big problem.
Get in here. What happened?
You know how you're supposed to collect all the patient's false teeth to have them cleaned?
Yeah.
Well, I did that. Only I forgot to tag them. I got a tray full of unmarked teeth.
Oh, how did you do that?
I was about to tag him when Dr. Randall came by and said hi to me, and I got so flustered.
Yeah, so
I just
is Dr. Clark.
What am I going to do with these teeth?
Okay, just a second. Okay. Put a set in each person's glass and let the patients fight it out for themselves.
Clock, it's their lunchtime.
Oh, I better go see Jerry.
Slow down, young lady.
Oh, I got a friend going into surgery. My friend Jerry, I gotta go down and see him.
I want you to strip Mr. McKinley's bed.
Is he dead?
He just had his tonsils out. Now strip his bed. I'll be back later to make it.
But tonsils, huh? Boy, are you gonna get ice cream. Mr. McKinley, you gotta get up. I gotta strip your bed.
Okay. Easy.
Pretty good. Okay.
Whoosh!
Is. That little hospital corner's here. They call that because you're in a hospital. Okay, nothing up my sleeves here. One, two, three.
For being with me, Laverne, it means a lot to me.
Oh, it means a lot to me, too, Jeff. I wanted this to be the last face you saw.
What? What?
Before you wake up, I mean. Don't worry, I'll be right by your side, right by your head. I'm coming around to your side. Laverne!
I'm here, Jeff.
No, no, I'm still asleep. Over here. Over here. Come with me. Come with me.
Fix this knee.
That's real nice. Come with me. Come with me. I have got two of the cutest doctors you ever want to see in your life in a supply closet right around the corner. Come on. Let's go.
No, no. I want to stay here with him.
What am I going to do with Dr. Throckmorton?
Who's he?
He's your date. Dr. Randall's mine.
Well, I want to be here when Jerry wakes up. Look, is this adoring enough?
Fine, fine. Look, Laverne, he could be asleep there for hours, you know? Come on, trust me.
No, no,
I can't take that chance.
No.
Laverne, I want to talk to Dr. Randall alone. What am I going to do with Dr. Throckmorton?
You'll think of something. Just don't worry.
I've got it.
Laverne? Laverne?
Jerry, I'm here, Jeff.
Laverne?
Yeah? Don't try to talk. The operation's over and you're fine.
Laverne, there's something I want to ask you.
Yes?
How are my fish?
What?
My fishes, my little guppies, my fish.
Guppies? That's it? Want to know what you could do with your fish, Jerry? You
Don't ask. What happened? I got rid of Dr. Throckmorton by telling him his car was on fire. Then I met Dr. Randall at the supply closet on schedule. He grabbed me. After he slapped an ether mask over my face, he went for my dress. Luckily, I wrestled him to the ground, turned the ether mask on him. He's down there sleeping it off right now between the cotton balls and the Fizo heads. Boy, I thought doctors were all bored with the human body. Well, I didn't do too hot either. Jerry woke up and wanted to know if his fish was safe. Oh, he cares more about his guppies than he does me. Oh, I'm sorry, Laverne. I ain't never going to get no place with him.
I suppose not.
You ain't never going to marry no doctor.
Wrong. I will marry a doctor.
What are you, crazy? I mean, look at us, Cheryl. Would you just look at us? We went out there. We rented uniforms, right? We emptied bedpans. A disgusting job. And upstairs, that Mr. McFaxo who rolled all over me. And then you with that bucket of false teeth. And for what? For what? Heartaches and a face full of ether. I mean, come on. And there you are still walking down the aisle with a doctor. Doesn't your balloon ever land? You keep your hands off my balloon, Laverne. It lands. It may land in the wrong place sometimes, but it lands. And I will marry a doctor, or a lawyer, or some other professional man, even if he's a veterinarian. You know why? Because I don't quit. Because I'm no quitter. That's why. I don't quit either. That's a spirit. Trust me, Laverne. Our day will come. So all we get is a day. Dear Diary, tomorrow I turn in my uniform. Had to quit. Was too much being volunteer nurse and working at brewery too. Yesterday fell asleep leaning on conveyor belt. Almost became part of shipment to Sheboygan. Like your step there.
Yeah. I'm glad we had this little talk, Laverne.
Yeah, luckily we both had garbage.
I can see why you might not want to do my laundry anymore.
You're not mad?
No, Laverne, would you like to go to a movie with me Saturday night?
I think I'm free then.
Good. Thanks for being with me at the hospital, too.
Thanks for walking me home from the garbage.
Night, Laverne.
Night. First to get a date with a doctor, and I ended up getting the date.
Yes.
Do you want a drink?
Oh, okay, I'll have an orange.
Okay.
Dear Diary, Laverne is starting to get on my nerves.